Good afternoon. A complex storm system is getting its act together off the Carolina coast. It'll work its way toward us through the afternoon. The result in interior New York and New England will be a bunch of clouds and an increasing east to northeasterly wind flow, which will keep temperatures mainly in the 30s to around 40 degrees. As the storm heads closer tonight, precipitation will begin as some light rain and snow towards sunset. And then after sunset, the precipitation will pick up in intensity. At the same time, winds will gust at times over 50 miles per hour across the higher terrain, while the valley locations will have a north-northeast wind draining the cold air in. Temperature profiles will be crucial with this storm, and any slight variation could significantly change the precipitation type from one location to another. So overnight tonight, the heaviest and steadiest snow will mainly be in the western Mohawk Valley and into the Adirondacks. By the end of the storm, we'll see 5 to 10 inches in these locations. In the Catskills, the I-88 corridor, the rest of the Mohawk Valley and upper Hudson Valley across into central and northern Vermont will look for 4 to 8 inches of snow. The rest of the region will see more of a mixture of snow and sleet and some freezing rain. The greater Capital District, east into the Berkshires and southern Vermont, will have 2 to 4 inches of this messy combination. And then south into the Taconics and Litchfield Hills, also parts of the Berkshires, will have enough freezing rain to cause icing issues. And in these locations, with the strong gusty winds, we could see some scattered power outages overnight and by tomorrow morning. During the day tomorrow, we'll see everything wind down as a few rain and snow showers, still a bit blustery as the wind flips around to the northwest with the departing storm. And this will leave us with quieter weather for the rest of the week. A northwest wind flow, though, will keep temperatures from climbing all that much, reaching the lower 40s Wednesday, but dropping back into the 30s Thursday and Friday, and then even going below freezing for high temperatures on Saturday and Sunday with scattered snow showers from time to time. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same storm that will impact us here in the Northeast will produce excessive rainfall in New Jersey and Long Island into tomorrow morning. High wind warnings are also in effect for the coast from New Jersey to southern New England for wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Just offshore, south of Long Island, a hurricane force wind warning is in effect for gusts that could reach 75 miles per hour. The onshore flow will produce some coastal flooding as well in these areas. Additionally, snow will develop over parts of Maine by this evening and expand into parts of the lower Great Lakes and central Appalachians, becoming a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and/or freezing rain tonight. Meanwhile, much of California, the Great Basin, and the central and southern Rockies will be in an active wet pattern as a deep upper trough moves in from the Pacific Northwest to the central high plains. Rain and high elevation snow is expected to develop over California and snow over the western Great Basin. Winter storm warnings have been issued. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and windy with light rain in the lower 40s, Boston cloudy and windy with drizzle in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 64 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:57 p.m., 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming breezy today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and windy with snow and sleet tonight, several inches by morning, especially in the mountains, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy becoming breezy today with rain and snow developing and high temperatures near 40. Cloudy and very windy with rain, snow, and sleet tonight, minor accumulations with lows in the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming breezy today with precipitation moving in the form of snow and sleet by evening, temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. cloudy and windy with snow and sleet tonight, perhaps some freezing rain with lows in the lower 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming breezy today with rain, snow, and sleet developing by evening, temperatures in the upper 30s. Cloudy and windy with snow, sleet, freezing rain, and some rain tonight could be a significant period of icing with lows right around 32. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming breezy today with temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. Precipitation moving in this evening, then cloudy and windy tonight with snow and sleet, perhaps some freezing rain with temperatures right around 32. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow and sleet, some freezing rain in the early morning hours, tapering off to a few rain and snow showers during the afternoon with temperatures back into the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, lower 40s Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and turning colder Thursday and Friday. Temperatures back into the middle 30s, scattered flurries and snow showers. And mostly cloudy with a few flurries and snow showers over the weekend. And high temperatures on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.